Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Happy holidays, everyone. As we kick off our Christmas episodes, we wanted to provide you a courtesy Santa spoiler. You may want to listen without the kids for this one. Enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, and my best friend, Melissa Nickerson, who has pounded her drink, oh, as yeah. She always does. Melissa's a heavy drinker.
Yeah.
it's a beaut, Clark.
Espresso was really good.
Yeah. Public Square Coffee, very good. And our producer, Andy Lara.
Hello.
Who is a more moderate, controlled drinker.
Ooh, pinky up.
Hey, he's really loud for me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that.
Andy is?
Wait, what?
You don't have headphones in.
I know. I feel like I was hearing a feedback of you.
Yeah, you can hear it too. That's yeah. I'm hearing
oh, yeah?
that.
Is this on?
Crazy.
This little.
Oh.
Your headphones.
Could
pick
be.
It up in yeah. here. It's like if you can turn down.
Man, sorry. Melissa, hello. What about the other headphones? Hello.
I hear it.
Check one, two. Check
I
one,
know
two.
What it is.
Check one,
no,
two.
No, wait for it.
Do you want me to
wait
turn this
it.
Off?
Hello, hello.
Wait for it.
Was I on the TV?
There is a light.
Is there. It gone now? Hello?
No,
check one, two.
Yeah,
check.
That's way better.
Okay.
It was the TV.
Yeah.
No.
Rarely, I have to mute the TV
yeah.
and I forget. It sends from my computer to the TV.
I want us to keep that portion in the episode just so we see how tough it was for Melissa to have to deal with me twice. The idea that I was slightly more amplified, that my voice could get any louder or more annoying to Melissa, the idea that there were two of me or that my personality was dialed up a little more, she shut down the whole episode.
It was difficult. It was
yeah.
too loud. That's all.
That reminds me of a recent comment we got right here on YouTube from Relan Oz. He's a very insensitive partner.
Oh, my gosh. What in the world?
These people.
Thanks for listening. All comments help the algorithm. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thanks for tuning in to our little podcast that could hear mail. Have I been dialed back properly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. I love that for you.
Thank you. It was just a little loud.
It's all right. You know? We got a lot to get to today.
My hearing aids turned up. I'm kidding.
We have some. We're going to talk a little bit about the shows this weekend in San Diego. We have some emails, some comments from you. We're going to talk about holiday to-don'ts. I saw this article online of things, you know, maybe you need to implement. I didn't read the article.
It's a good title.
I like the idea. the way that I, there was some really funny, the way that I look for like articles online is there's a couple like news websites that I'll just like, you know, family news stories this week. And so I'll go to like USA Today and the New York Times or, you know, whatever. And the New York Times had a couple, failing New York Times, had a couple really funny ones. And one of them was this, you know, holiday to-don'ts. And I was like, oh, that's right up our alley.
Yeah.
And then one of them was, how can I get my daughter-in-law to start tagging me in her Instagram stories? Which I thought was just a wonderful title.
Yes.
Of an article. Mm-hmm. How to tolerate my miserable sister-in-law. There was like a lot of them. It's just, you know, there.
Oh, the other one you shared with me was how do I use my parents' address to get my kids into
a different school. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, gosh, how do they know? How do they know?
You know, people got, and if there's ever, you know, articles or online topics or videos or anything that you want us to discuss, send them our way. We'll give you our very simple feedback and take on it. It will not be articulate or well-researched, but we'll do our best.
Yeah.
So we're talking holiday to-don'ts, amongst other things today. Mel, okay, so I didn't show you this. Oh, this popped up in my TikTok feed yesterday.
Okay.
I saw a TikTok of a teenage girl who was really excited that her dad gave her his CD collection. Like, you remember the old things that we used to put on our laps while we drove?
The binder.
The binder. Mm-hmm. And she was, like, freaking out over it. And this week, our daughter asked us if we had an old iPod, and she's already using our digital camera.
From 2009. Yes. Yes,
Do our kids, this is the question.
This happens.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
How did we do it? Bell bottoms?
I had a couple of my dad's shirts from the 70s.
Yeah?
That I was like, I can wear these.
This is the coolest shirt I've ever seen, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I mean, we would always laugh at our parents, like, sunglasses, all their glasses.
Yeah.
Like from the 80s. Mm-hmm. You're like, that's ridiculous.
But the 70s were cool.
But the 70s were cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we did the early aughts, the 2000s.
Yeah.
We went really hard on those capri pants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sometimes trends look bad in the moment.
You gotta be really tall to pull off a capri pants.
Yeah.
But yes, bucket hats, you know, and some of those have come back.
The John Lennon sunglasses have come and gone a few times, you know, like 60s, like, because those had a moment in the 90s, remember? Mm-hmm. Those were back, and the tinted ones.
Yeah.
You'd show up one day to school with some green sunglasses.
Yeah, but I think when we were...
What about vests, Mel?
Vests, well, where do I begin?
As our fashion expert.
I'm so glad you asked.
What I was going to say was, in 2000, when I was in high school, Austin Powers came out. Mm-hmm. And so that really, like, ignited our, like, kind of obsession with the 70s.
Yeah.
You know? Because it had just been long enough that we just thought that was...
60s.
Oh, my bad.
Swinging 60s.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's all right.
My bad.
Yeah. I think Austin Powers 3, he had made it to the 70s, right? Wasn't like the disco
just, like,
one?
The groovy.
Yeah.
Well, that was 60s. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because Goldmember felt, I mean, it was like a 007
you're right.
reference,
you're right.
but it was still late
you
60s.
You're right.
Maybe.
I, be honest, wasn't my favorite movie, but. Well, my family didn't watch movies.
No, no, that was not what the... That was not what
if I turned that on in my living room...
That's not what your...
I was going to get a a big lecture.
That's not what your conservative Christian family that didn't take in a ton of media, period,
no.
was watching
no.
in the late 90s.
No, I did not watch those movies. But anyway, so yeah, that, I don't know. I think, like, it is, it's been, we've covered this, like, our kids are definitely looking back to the 90s.
I guess, yeah.
Early 2000s, so, yeah.
I guess what I would say to... I guess what I would say to parents is don't try and get into your kids' trends. Just hold tight to your trends and they'll be coming back around.
They do come back, but by that point, you should have gotten rid of the stuff. No offense.
That's the hard part.
It's like
I don't have my
Jenkos
anymore.
You cannot hold things for 30 years because like I had Doc Martens.
Yeah.
But I did not hold on to them for 30 years. We had CDs. They're gone.
Should have held on to the Doc Martens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are always a classic.
Do we still have our CDs?
Right.
I think we do somewhere.
I think we have our wedding DVD. I think we got rid of the CDs. I think that was you. I think you were pushing those out. Yeah.
Well, you know.
That's okay. It's like, why would you have VHS now? You know?
It's, you know, there's something about, being a kid where you get interested in, you know, the past, you know.
Sure.
I mean, when I was in middle school, I oddly got into Kiss. Was big into Kiss for a minute. I went to a couple. I've seen Kiss live 3 times. You know, so
why
I get
not?
Great shows.
I think it's healthy and
yeah.
fun.
I saw Kiss at Bridgestone a few years ago, and I was at like with a guy, Brian Dorfman. He's the owner of Zanies. He was at the concert. He said he told me he'd seen them like 30 times, and he goes, "I just want you to let you know that like that's like they essentially played. He did their like he said they did their closing number like 20 times in a row. Essentially, like those were their 20 closing numbers that they've done over the years. They just did it with every song." Which is awesome. You know, just a band that's
you
like
made it when every yeah. song you've got is a closer.
Yeah. R.I.P. Ace Frehley. Wow. Spaceman. What a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I just, it's just funny to, you know, as 41-year-old parents, you know, mm-hmm. at this point, like in the last 2 years, our teens have gotten into JNCOs, digital cameras, iPods, mm-hmm. and now CDs.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, our 16-year-old daughter wants a cork board. For Christmas to hang pictures on, like printed photos. So,
not so lame now, are we, kids? Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Let me tell you about this little thing called a Tamagotchi. Headed your way soon.
If anyone wants to invest in a 1-hour local Photoshop, I'm down.
Yeah, I don't see Photoshop coming back. Yeah,
that's right. 1 hour photo printing. I
that's
forgot
what I mean.
About
oh,
that.
Printed
what
photos.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Like, that I was mean, a whole thing. Like Rush.
Yeah,
shorter.
Because I mean, now they're finding out. Right. They're like, oh, I got to like take a roll of film and send it off to get it printed.
Yeah,
it's just like mm-hmm. we used to be able to walk next to the grocery store,
yep. yeah.
or in the grocery store,
CVS,
and get our photos
it.
Printed in yes. 1 hour.
You're right. Mm. And Costco used to print photos too.
That's right.
They used.
They
to
still have. Do. You could send it in through Costco. You just can't mm-hmm. do it in.
Do you
in
think store. That'll be the end yeah. of this fad for teens? That they're going to be like, wait, some stranger sees all my photos.
Well, that was what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of not used to that, though, now.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Yeah.
Then what do you think Snapchat is? You think that isn't on some server somewhere? I forgot to tell you this. Gloria, our high schooler, asked me, she goes, Dad, since your eyes are blue, on certain photos, do they turn out red, too? And I go, yeah. She's like, that's so cool. I'm like, no, it's not. We tried to get rid of red eye photos. They like wanted it. I don't, you know, it's probably.
It's wow. amazing.
I will say there's something else happening here. In the rise of a digital era, I love that Gen Z is longing for physical media. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening here, is they want a physical thing. They want something other than this. They want to hold yeah. a picture
mm-hmm.
and hold a CD and hold an iPod. And
yeah,
that's
it was
great.
A totally different experience.
Yeah. And I will
a better experience, too. It's a more gratifying experience mm-hmm. because it's the only experience you're having while you do it. Yeah. There's not...
You're not getting notifications.
You're not getting notifications. Yeah. You're not swiping up to the thing. It's just you... and that Offspring CD, you in your room.
You have the lyrics.
Yeah, you have your going through the lyrics, just memorizing it, and nothing else going on.
Yeah. The next best thing.
Back into that case.
Yeah.
There's a scratch. No, my cousin showed me this green marker trick. The green marker on the scratch. I could never get it to work. Could you? Yeah,
no,
I never could.
The next best thing from this, though, is the community part, because then it's like, hey, I have this CD, but the only way you can hear it is if you come to my house to hear it.
Yeah.
Let me
yeah.
pick you up. We'll listen to mm-hmm. it in my car.
Yeah.
Like, there, I just read this thing, too, that it was like the same about video games. Like, mm-hmm. why our generation was healthier with our video games than our current generation is because mm-hmm. the game would end. Like, because, like, you, oh, and then, like, right. your memory was better because you had to start over.
Yeah.
You had to replay it all over again to beat a level.
Four player and all gathered.
And again,
together.
You would go to someone's house to play the game.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what we get to look forward to now is physical media brings people together.
Right.
So thank you, Gen Z, for bringing us hope.
8 years from now, there's going to be a bunch of Gen Alpha kids having a sleepover playing Twister.
Perfect.
And they're like, we got to get back to these physical games, not video games. And then they're going to make it. Can you imagine doing Twister as an adult at 41?
No.
This is where Portlandia needs to go with this. They
You're just holding a plank for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this game called Sorry?
No. That's very funny. Very interesting. I think it's it's kind of like what Troy was talking to us about last week with food. It is nostalgia, and it is the idea. I mean, I will say, like, I love, as a consumer, I love how much music I can consume. I do enjoy that. But I don't think it makes me more of a music lover. And I do think a little bit about, sometimes I'll think about that split second when you put in the CD and you were waiting for it to start. And it was mm-hmm. like, there was like, oh, here it comes. There was just like a moment.
And the anticipation.
The anticipation, yeah. Mm-hmm. But then you put in a CD and it skips and you're like, hey, I miss Spotify.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's very similar to blowing on the Nintendo.
Yeah.
What is
cartridge?
Yeah, the cartridge. Yeah.
It's like, you know, or wiring up a cassette tape that, you know,
rewinding it because it got loose and fell out.
Yeah.
My grandparents had a rewinder for their VHS.
Oh, yeah. That was
a separate machine.
Ooh. Yeah.
It was a whole chore after you watched it. It's okay.
Be kind, rewind.
Someone used the term casual luxury the other day, and having a rewinder in your house in the 90s, that is the definition of a casual
luxury. That was casual, yeah.
Well, later on, they had like a TV room. You know, so it was like recliners and cup holders and a rewinder.
Do you think that our kids' kids are going to, like, just be like, oh, man, have you heard of this old app called TikTok? You just sit down and you just scroll it. Instead of the robots just showing the videos all day long to you, whether you want them or not in your glasses, you sit down with this thing called your phone, and the phone's not in your brain.
Yeah.
The phone's a thing you physically hold. And you could choose
just
to scroll it
hours.
Or not scroll
just
it.
Hours.
Yeah. The phones aren't on the back of your eyelids anymore. It's just a physical phone.
It's terrifying. You're saying it's just our grandkids like that.
You're I have your iPhone 14?
Yeah, you look at your grandkid and they're like this. They're like, what are you doing? They're like scrolling. and then our kids as parents are like, well, back in my day, you had this huge device you had to hold up, and you had to use your thumb to scroll. You couldn't just think about scrolling and it scroll itself.
I was just saying.
What do you mean you're marrying a robot? All right.
It's the most dystopian sigh.
Yeah. You're like, everyone's doing the math. You're like, this is in 20 years.
Yeah.
It's over.
I got some live shows to promote, everybody. Go ahead, Mel.
What I was, besides despairing, I was thinking about when merry-go-rounds got taken out of playgrounds.
This is a good argument that not all changes are bad.
Yeah, because you're like, this this is pretty dangerous. Yeah. Better hold on. Like, yeah. With a death grip.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Fly into that tree.
I mean, Nate had that joke about, like, his last thing about, like, you know, regardless of how you feel about PETA, like, they probably did some good work, like, when he was talking about the goats, you know, like, diving in the old fair.
Yes,
set. And you're like, it's like, dude.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah.
I mean, where I grew up, there was a gorilla in the mall until the mid-90s.
Yeah. Yes, no.
That's a real thing. I think we've talked about this.
The
real
one and only Ivan.
Yeah.
Yeah. The...
In the mall. So there's some changes have been good.
Yeah.
Merry-go-rounds, those had to go.
The kids and I used to go to this park that had a slide that was like 15, 20 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And it was a metal slide. And I'm like, you know, kids jumped off the top of that.
Yeah.
100%.
Broke their ankles.
How do you think we got Red Bull, though?
Yeah.
I mean, for what it's worth. There's some benefits to the risk.
Melissa, we rode our bikes down those slides. Like, kids skateboarded, rollerblade. We rode
There was like metal slides that were like.
That's why you had to.
Shot you out.
Yeah. Curvy slides needed to exist so we would stop riding our bikes down them. Because a long straight slide, you're like, do it. That's the problem with summer break. You know, you're like, the schools are unoccupied. The slides are big. You're like, is he wearing a helmet? Yeah, it's not buckled, but he's wearing it.
Yeah.
Well, and helmets didn't come around till the 90s.
No.
Like, no. For like skateboards and roller skates. Like,
I mean, helmets have been around, but.
We didn't own them, though.
Oh, no, we didn't wear them.
We didn't wearing helmets.
No, yeah.
Right. Like, and helmet bicycle law did come in the 90s.
It did come in the 90s. Yes, it was the law. True. Yeah, yeah. You were just
in
a square.
Washington State, just in Texas, I think it took longer.
Yeah. When
you think?
I broke my wrist skateboarding during our engagement. Not that, so, you know, only 15 years ago.
So hardcore.
So,
I know. You did.
Yeah,
worth it.
Skate or die. But when I got my x-ray done, the doctor's like, oh, I see where you broke it before. And it was from going down a slide across the street from my house on my rollerblades. But at the time, I never got seen for it. I just knew it was broken and just didn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you're 12 years old.
100%. No.
Yeah.
I had the same thing with a wrist. Yeah. He's like, so it's broken, but it wasn't this that broke it. It's just been broken. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Sorry, I'm not a loser. come in earlier. Now I'm 41. Like, really should have gotten that checked out earlier.
Yeah.
Shaking like Doctor Strange, you know? Okay, let's do some... why don't you read that first email there, Mel? This is from David.
All right.
Subject, opening for Nate episode.
Okay, I was out for my morning walk and heard Dustin mention the Monday show at the Moody Center in Austin. I was so excited that you talked about it because my wife and I were there. After hearing Dustin's set, I began listening to the podcast and have been a loyal listener since. You guys are a big part of my Thursday drive and workout. I also wanted to comment on Dustin talking about Abilene. He did a good job of describing how we measure distance in Texas. We don't measure by miles, but by time it will take you to get somewhere. For example, my wife, who went to law school in San Diego, has to drive to Fort Worth on Mondays for work. And when she asked how far it was, I replied 4 hours. There is even a saying that Houston is an hour from Houston. Keep up the great work.
Yeah. Well, that's true about Houston. Houston is so big. Houston has two fairly big, one gigantic international airports. Biggest city in America.
It's so big. Our friends in Atlanta, they said it takes 30 minutes to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I think in California, we kind of do the same thing, though. We measure distance by time, not miles. Like, if someone asks me how far something is, I immediately think, like, oh, it's an hour away or it's 30 minutes away. I don't think, like, I don't know how far it is from Oceanside to San Diego in miles.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you know how much
But I know
time.
It's an hour.
Yeah.
I know, depending on time of day.
The difference
Depends.
Between what we're talking about here, especially, you know, in smaller parts of Texas and in less of the metropolises, is our... It's a real variable. How far is it to L.A.? I don't know. I mean, miles-wise, and I don't know hours-wise either. If you ask me how far it is L.A., I'm going to go, what time are we leaving?
Right.
Because this is not an exaggeration. It is 2 to 5 hours,
yes.
depending
Correct.
On what time I'm leaving. And as much as traffic as Texas has, I've never been caught in 2 to 5 hour traffic. I mean, probably from in the heart of downtown Houston, but Houston sprawls.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, if you're going San Diego to L.A. and it's like, dude, I'm hitting it immediately, and then I'm hitting again in Orange County and Del Mar, and then to L.A. You know. And then you get some insultings, and sometimes you think you're through it, and then you're in, like, Valencia, and you're like, what? How is it still bad? Who's still going? Haven't we shed everybody by now? Anyways. But, yeah, I've driven a lot of Texas, and it is like that. When I was in Abilene doing that show, they were, cities like that, they very much are like, oh, yeah, we got to drive to Houston for this or Austin for this or Dallas for this. And, yeah, that's a good segue into promoting some shows. If you guys are listening to this, today is Thursday, December 4th. I have a show tonight in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Check that out. And then on Sunday, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Sunday night.
Perfect.
And then I have a corporate gig on Saturday for some Hobby Lobby employees. And then I have what is one of the bleaker sentences that you can say as a stand-up comedian is I have an off day in Tulsa, which is not bad. Tulsa's fine. Tulsa's lovely, actually. Tulsa is a very slept-on community of fun, cool things to do. Mm-hmm. But I don't do well with off days on the road. I'm like, I tried very hard to round up a show within 4 to 5 hours, but I couldn't get one. So I'll be around in Tulsa on Friday. If anyone's looking to hang out.
You can go see Five Nights at Freddy's, too.
Oh, there we go. And then going very natural transition from Tulsa to Brooklyn. December 18th, Brooklyn, and 19th through 21st, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Check that out. And then speaking of Texas, in January 2nd through 4th, I'm going to be in Dallas. And January 9th through 11th, Houston. The rest of the 27th is Charleston. 29th through 31st, Raleigh. I'm wearing a Durham Bulls hat right now. Sorry, Melissa.
I
lost you. February, Boise, Salt Lake, Phoenix. March, Chicago, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, D.C., Everett, Tacoma, and then beyond. We have Philly, Fort Wayne, Portland, Spokane, Vancouver, Las Vegas, Atlanta, Columbus, Cincinnati, Louisville, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Denver. We had six Sold out shows. One was not all the way sold out, but it was very close. And that was the Added Show in San Diego this weekend. Yes. Thank you, everybody, mm-hmm. to coming. They were very, very
so fun.
Yeah. Where's the other one? There's the second.
Tidy.
I had a friend or a fan bring me some gifts. It was very, very nice of him. He's a baseball card collector. He gave me this nice little, not little, this is gigantic, Julio Rodriguez card, which mm-hmm. is thanks. Go, wait, thank you. Very cool. Go M's. And then also we got a Bryce Miller right here. Big Tex. Very excited about this. Thank you. It's having fans is very humbling and, you know, great.
It's great. It's really great. I gotta read my little fan mail here.
Yeah.
To the overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson. Jane says, hi, Melissa. Just wanted to drop you a note to say how much I appreciate your participation on the podcast. My kids are similar ages as yours, and they run cross country and play club volleyball. Your anecdotes are always spot on, and I often share your rants with my friends and fellow sport parents, weekend warriors. Your perspectives always make me smile. Keep them coming. You are doing the Lord's work, Jane. Thank you, Jane. I you gave that to me and I was like, I'm reading this on the podcast. There
some,
you have it.
We got some Mel stands out there. We love to see it.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you, everybody. I truly mean this. Like you, you know, you're in anonymity for as a comedian for a lot of your career. And as a podcaster for a lot of your career, and everything's very relative. But, you know, when you make anything, comedy, podcasting, a book, whatever thing that you make, that it resonates with people in any way is exactly why you do it. It's very humbling. Mm-hmm. It's very encouraging. I'm very, very grateful for anyone that, you know, takes time to listen to this or consume our comedy or buy a ticket to a show. Mm-hmm. People are busy and, you know, times are tough. So thank you. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, you know, the person who gets a group of six or eight together and plans it and shows up on time. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Very, it's amazing that anyone gets anything done ever. Yeah. Well, it just takes a lot of work.
It takes
a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anytime you go to an, like, selling tickets is hard, and selling tickets to the least available group of people on the planet is very hard too, parents. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, you know, because anytime we go to something, I was like, this was a lot of work, man. You know, I had to line up someone to watch the kids and get some rides, and, you know, you and your anxiety, you had to reserve a parking spot somewhere. Spot hero.
Well, I just...
Even if it means you're trapped in a parking garage...
Going up and around and up and around. I think when you're in your midlife, when you're in your 40s, you realize how much work things take.
Yeah.
So you appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good stuff. Thanks, everybody. The episode's not over. We're just having a sentimental moment in the middle of it. This is some comments here. These were comments that we had from... the episode about names.
Okay.
That, if you didn't know the name, would it be a good name for your kid? Someone said Harlot.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
They said this same person, Clipsicon, said Harlot and Felon.
Love it.
Same person said Pariah. That's good. Nate Taylor said Apocalyptic. This next comment is from Chad. Chad said, I do think you can be a full throttle extrovert, but also truly enjoy recharging at home. This describes me completely. If I can find ways to get at work to get a ton of social activity when I get home, I prefer TV and gaming. That's an interesting question. As an extrovert, Melissa, are you an extrovert all the time, or do you need to recharge? Do you kind of got to get back in the recharging chamber a la Boba Fett?
There was something hit me at, like, in my 30s.
Yeah?
Where we would, like, I would go to a little league game with, like, three kids.
Uh-huh.
And then I would, like, come home and lay on my bed. And get on my phone for a bit.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean... Like, I'm talking to people, I'm watching a game, and I'm, like, parenting my daughters, you know, chasing them around. So, yeah, I don't know if it was the third kid or that my age, but, like, I did, I reached a point where if I took all three kids out, I was going to lay in the bed for a bit when we got home.
With that phone,
so I don't know.
With a phone, sometimes it's like, you know, who charges who?
Sometimes you're just looking at the photos or the videos, or, you know, you just need a minute.
You just need a minute.
Yeah.
100%.
Once everyone was, like, potty trained and, like, you know, wasn't, like, dying for, like, a meal as soon as we got home, I was like, I'm going to lay down for a bit.
Well. That is.
Before I started all the home tasks and stuff. Yeah.
It is, you know, it is like a. You know, I talk a lot about in the current hour about the differences between older kids and younger kids. But I would say the primary perk of older kids is you do have more moments like that where you can just kind of they don't need they're not in danger
the chaos,
if you're not watching them.
Like,
you know, a young kid is in danger if you're not watching
it. Into the trash like the cats or the kids. Yeah, exactly.
No, I used to like I mean, I would fall asleep while we watched a show together with. The glare or whatever. You're just like, all right, this is my moment to recharge.
Yep.
It's a marathon day of Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
I should be good for a little bit. And then you hope you don't wake up and they're gone. You're like, oh. Do you feel, with teens, do you feel more or less tired than when we had toddlers and young kids?
I actually think that those middle years are the kind of the sweet spot because I
you mean like middle elementary
like third fourth fifth second first grade they still have bedtimes and they still kind of have major problems but it's like flashcards and reading and, you know like I mean it's still hard years but once you have teens driving and then young adults staying out late and bigger problems, and then like the little years when they're up at nine and sick and needy. I'm still losing a lot of sleep.
Right.
Like now again, it comes back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I like when my son comes home for a holiday and then goes back to college, like I just like lose hours of sleep because I'm thinking about him.
Yeah.
You know, and worried or, you know, whatever.
So this is the third time Joel's come home from college? Second?
Something like that, yeah.
Is this time easier?
Well, this one was a little easier because he's
back
coming
in 2 weeks.
Pretty soon for Christmas. It's still unnatural.
Yeah.
It's still very unnatural, to have him walk out the door with a suitcase, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of cute. Our 15-year-old, or she's 16 now, she drove with you to the airport and dropped off her brother.
Yeah, well, we needed to
log the hours. But it's like, he drove her for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So now she gets to drive him a bit. Like, it's like, here we go again.
Yeah.
You know?
I was
new stage of development.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was really excited that Joel has not shown an interest in, like, an e-bike up there or, like, a scooter. He's happy with his transportation situation.
He does rent the Lyft e-bike.
Yeah. But he didn't want one, which was good because, you know, you're not looking at like another expensive purchase. I don't know. To me, the returns have gotten easier. But I'm also not the mom. I told you, I'm like just been more and more trying to explore my feelings of like, you know, like what do I feel about it? Like the longer he's away, and I know it's only been a few months, my desire has been less to be with him and more to know, my greater desire is to know he's doing well on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, you're like, I guess as you, I mean, that is the end goal as a parent, right? Is they're thriving without you.
Sure.
And so that is like, if he calls me and is like, I crushed this test and I made the travel team and I had a good race, had a good workout, that feels better to me than him coming home for Christmas or Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That's like a stronger feeling for me. But I also didn't grow him inside me.
Right. Yeah. So you're saying if he has success in his independence.
Independently. Yeah. That's what I want. Yeah. That's my strongest desire, more so than to see him. I love seeing him. I love community. We text every day.
Sure.
We play Pokemon Go together. I love being with him. But my actual, like, thing that I think about the most is not I miss him. The mm-hmm. thing that I think about the most is I hope he's doing well. How can I help him do well?
Yeah. No, I think I'm already like, is he going to leave his stuff up there this summer? And
yeah.
does he need like kitchen stuff?
Yeah.
You know, like,
I mean, of course you're in the weeds. Yeah.
With, like all the bedding.
And, yeah.
You know, do we have to buy him furniture?
Yeah.
You know?
Weeds. Clouds.
Yeah.
And I am like, did you know Delta has a new direct from San Diego to Amsterdam?
Yeah, that looks nice.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So I saw this article. It's didn't read it. but it looked great. This holiday season, make a to-don't list. Does anyone in your family even like green bean casserole? Which is perfect. So I think this is an interesting idea. You really do. You hit the holidays with mm-hmm. this like, okay, man, here's everything that I need to do. You know, but yes. in this idea mm-hmm. of limited time and setting the occasional boundary for your own mental wellness, what are some holiday to-don'ts? What are some things that you're like, hey, man, I'm not doing that this year. I need to avoid this. So, yeah, why don't you hit me first with – we'll go back and forth. Did you do okay. any, Andy?
The more I thought about this, I thought of one to-don't that, that enters my mind every year.
Yeah.
And so
you can open if you'd
right.
like. Yeah.
Okay. So
you would like to.
Yeah. My holiday to don't is I don't buy gifts for other people that are more about what you give, you know, like buy what people want. Like that's always
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause I deal with a family dynamic. That's
right.
I get that you wanted to buy that for them.
Yeah.
But they don't need that.
Right. Well, are you a gift mm-hmm. giver?
Like, I like to give gifts, but I like to give things that it's a good exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if it's about
but you're not getting that back.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. I learned that. I'm a gift giver who married a non-gift giver.
Yeah.
And two things happen in that scenario. And I mm-hmm. like, and I say this with no amount of, even though I've been called an insensitive partner recently on this podcast, I say this with no amount of insensitivity or bitterness or ungrateful. This is truly being a gift giver, married to a non-gift giver,
mm-hmm.
If you're hoping to get a gift back that was as equally thought out, that's not happening because that person doesn't think that way and that's okay. And then also, they're not really going to appreciate your gift that much. In my experience, gift givers or non-gift givers are also not great gift receivers. Or like, I shouldn't say that. Yeah. It's just like you're not super mm-hmm. into it. You're just like,
it just doesn't. It's not my favorite thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I think I try to put a lot of intentionality into, like, our holiday.
100%.
But not with partner gifts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's also different when you share the bank account that you're
for
like.
Sure. I mean, if we were like, this is how much you have. Here's 10 ideas.
Yeah.
Like, open-ended.
Yeah.
Like, buy me X. Or,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I guess it's just we've prioritized the kids' gifts.
Right.
You know?
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It's like when you provide a list to somebody, it says, here's the things that we want the kids to have. And then they go off script and buy them something because they thought that they would like it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't do that.
Right.
That's my point.
Holiday don't.
Stay on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't do extended family gift giving. We celebrate with family and extended family, but we don't buy gifts for everyone. We do other activities that don't involve a gift exchange.
Mm.
So, because we aren't together on Christmas morning, we just do something else that doesn't revolve around a gift experience.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I have two things on my list, so you guys
say me. Another one. What's the premise? Holiday to don'ts. Another holiday to don't is baking cookies.
Ooh.
I have taken that off several years now, and you can get like a home baker like on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
They'll give you like pre-done cookies and frostings.
Yeah.
And it's like $20-$30 and you just go pick it up from them.
Last year I just remember went down and got a bunch of stuff from DZ Akins.
Oh, for Christmas morning.
I used to
make cinnamon rolls and homemade, and now we just pick up donuts or pastries.
Support your local bakeries, everybody.
If you just need to simplify things, that is totally something we've done. I don't participate in a favorite things party. That's like a new
women's
trend, mainly women. So you have a party where everyone brings one of their favorite things. It's like a replacement for White Elephant or something.
Okay.
And so like you're like, this is my favorite moisturizer and it costs like $40 or something.
Oh.
And then everyone like kind of has an order where they get to pick one of the favorite things to take home. But it's like festive and fun. But that's not on my to-don't list. I don't do that with my friends. Whoopsies.
This actually segues.
It's fine. If you want, I have paid.
It's all right. This actually segues nicely. So on your list is don't give gifts to family. Don't go to a gift party. Number one on my list for holiday to-don'ts this year is don't buy you a gift. That's literally on my list. Because I'll tell you something that my wife does not like. Gifts. No, I mean that genuinely. It's been 2 decades of me trying to get you a gift on and off of some type or some years on and off, but you're like, it's just not, you don't like giving them and you don't like receiving them. That's okay. That's okay. You like experiences. Yeah. There's other things that you enjoy.
Yeah.
You like, you like going outdoors after we open the gifts.
1,000%.
You like a lot of,
want to go outside.
Yeah. You like me telling the kids to make their Christmas list and then us sitting down and ordering them together. You like getting the, like me helping with the, you like us getting the Christmas cards out the door.
I definitely need help with the kids' gifts because it's just not my natural proclivity to pick out good things.
Yeah. Well, instead of...
one that came to mind, I don't know how to straight articulate this, but like, I can't pre-plan like activities that are not family related through December.
Mm.
Like weekends are kind of like they are open. Like I have to leave those weekends open because of last minute pop-up family related Christmas things. And also we just never know the schedule for like their events that they've got to do.
Right.
So yeah.
I can't be like, oh, I'm going to go to these concerts in December. I'm like, I can't commit. Like, you can't.
Any extracurriculars.
Don't overcommit. Yeah.
Like, they're like maybes.
Yeah.
You know, if it works out, maybe.
Yeah.
I have, we did a couple years of the family matching pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, this is a lot of work to size everyone because everyone keeps growing. And nobody really cares, so we're stuck. We're done.
Well, two of us really like the matching Christmas cozy socks.
Yeah, I've bought the cozy socks before, and two of our seven extended family members really love them.
I have one that I don't, but I'll need your approval on it.
Okay.
Now that our kids are older, get up early for gifts.
Oh, Claire will still get up. She will.
Yeah?
And the pets will all be up.
Yeah, the cats will.
Yeah, we'll give you, you know, we'll give you nine? In the teens.
Can we get till 9 a.m.?
Maybe. My mom will be over at 7 a.m.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Charlene's an early riser.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to think about that.
I mean, last year I tried to talk you out of wrapping presents.
Yeah, you did.
Because our kids know what the gifts are. And so you're like, so we order them, pay for them.
We spend 5 hours wrapping them.
We hide them. Mm-hmm. We bring them to the shed.
Inventory them.
We inventory them, and we mm-hmm. spend hours wrapping them, and then we clean them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just one big step we could get rid of in wrapping gifts, but so far my holiday to-dones have not been received.
I do. I mean, there's always small things that they don't know they're getting, but I wrap everything in the stockings. I'm like, those are gifts. They're getting wrapped. I don't know. I like that part, but maybe I'm like where you like each open a gift at a time, you know, so it isn't just like 10 seconds. Yeah.
Fair enough. I mean, I get that it's a thing. It's just,
It
does.
I get that.
I get that if you don't do it, there's no real Christmas morning experience, and that's why you're doing it. So I understand.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of work.
I forgot that you tried to get me to stop wrapping the gifts last year.
Well, it's just, you know, I'm
several
like,
nights you're like, hey, I gotta start wrapping.
You're like, these kids pick these out on Amazon.
I know.
We just need to coordinate the driver to keep them in the. What if we just kept them in the boxes?
No, I have to open them up to look at them.
That's fair. Okay, I tried.
Sometimes I'll tape the boxes back shut. I do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Holiday to don'ts, like fancy Christmas outfits.
Oh,
you don't have to dress fancy.
No,
I don't know. We're West Coasters.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's okay.
Like for Christmas dinner, like showing up dressing nice to a Christmas dinner.
Yeah. Like there's a tendency to buy outfits for kids that maybe they wear for like half an afternoon.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you love it, then that's on your to-do list.
That's on your to-do, not your to-don't, yeah.
Over time, it became on our to-don't list.
But what about on the Christmas Eve service? Then you got to put a little something on, right?
I mean, I make my kids wear sleeves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know you're in San Diego and fancy just means sleeves.
Sleeves. Put some sleeves on. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put a collar on. You mean a neck sleeve?
my bar is sleeves.
Yeah, my bar is sleeves. But you'll wear something a little, you put on a nice thing.
I have a couple of like holiday shirts, but that's just me. But I know.
Yeah.
I would never buy my kids those. Mm-hmm. They would never wear them.
Yeah.
But they're also teenagers, you know? Mm. You don't, like I have like a box of like holiday sweaters. Nobody wears them.
Yeah.
You know?
Fair enough.
That's probably just teenagers.
Yeah.
Our teenagers. Yeah.
One thing that's on my holiday to don't now is I'm not trying to find new versions and like cool updated versions of old Christmas songs. I was doing that for a long time. And I'd be like, hey, this band is a cool version of, you know, It's Wonderful Christmas Time. And you're like, no, I just do the Paul McCartney version. I just put on the Christmas classics. That's the same. Mm-hmm. There's one version of Blue Christmas I will listen to, Elvis.
Right.
I just take the, and I have the playlists of the hipster polls. It's all there. If you need some Shins Christmas, I got it. But I don't want it anymore. I'm like, give me Beach Boys Christmas. Come on. Give me Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm. Give me Andy Williams. Give me the hits, you know. Give me the best Christmas song of all time, Judy Garland. You know, it's as good as it gets, but that's one on my list. No more deep hipster cuts, Nickerson. Yeah. Just listen to Frank Sinatra.
I think I made it through Santa Picks like 1 year.
Yeah.
2 years max. So we are not a Santa Pick family.
Yeah.
We did a couple Nutcrackers And then we were like, I think we've got it.
Mm-hmm.
That did not get canonized.
Yeah.
As a family tradition.
Yeah, there's no Christmas show happening for us, you know.
To each their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our daughter will still have like 3 concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it changes. I mean, 1 year we were at wrestling tournaments the whole month of December.
Yeah.
You know, if your kid's playing a winter sport like that. Yeah. Actually, 2 years. Yeah. And now we're going to volleyball practices. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And teaching our kid how to drive. That's what we're doing on the weekends. Not going to the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
But. Yeah.
All good. And yep. You got more on your list?
Yeah, I'm just realizing don't prioritize your self-interest through the holiday season.
I mean, that's exactly it. Yeah. It's not. Yeah.
Self-care is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just bare minimum survival.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's not only maybe positively prescriptive, it's also dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just so much extra stuff to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, one of my holiday to don'ts, probably my main one. I think my main holiday to don't this year is to not overeat so badly one day that I spend December 26th on the toilet. I think that's self-care for me.
So to don't is no eggnog.
Eggnog, Melissa, literally on number one on my list for holiday to don'ts this year is don't do eggnog.
Yes.
You can't. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it, Dustin.
No.
Just staring down that barrel of eggnog with or without whiskey.
Learn
from Thanksgiving and just, it's not worth it. You can't do it. You gotta, you know, I'm like an athlete retiring. Like, I just can't do it anymore.
Yes.
I'm not.
Eggnog is off.
Eggnog's
off
out.
The table.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
R.I.P.
Do you even want pecan pie?
Yes.
With
still an American.
Okay.
Still have some decency in me.
But with lactose-free?
The lactose-free ice cream did it for me.
So what did you in at Thanksgiving?
Exactly. The problem is...
Is the quantity or was it the dairy?
So the problem with holiday eating is not the overeating. It's that your stomach is essentially a trash disposal of a lot of things it doesn't normally have. So I don't eat pie that often. And now I had 2 kinds of pie that day. And I don't eat turkey that often. And I ate a bunch of turkey that day. And I had some cranberry sauce and some stuffing and some yams and these things that don't happen very often. Mm-hmm. And you're like, let's have a beer. Let's throw some wine in there, too. And then eggnog comes out of nowhere. Your stomach's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's a lot of rich flavors.
Yeah, and it's not stuff that it's used to. They're like, dude, what are you doing, man? This is like, these are all very foreign, you know, citizens of this country in here. And so it just rejects all of it. So
yeah, it's like eating from another country.
Yeah,
at this point in time.
That's very funny,
it's almost un-American at this point.
Yeah. Well, here's some other holiday to don'ts people that did on our Facebook group, Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans. Somebody sent these guys. This is from Jessica. She said, Santa picks. My kids have major stranger danger. This is from Jamie. My to don't, she says, I'm broke. I'm buying presents for like 4 people. I'm also not accepting the cold, flu, or any other gross disease from my students. Jamie's a teacher.
Yes.
Brittany said, dishes, paperware for the win.
Mm-hmm.
Also, going literally anywhere for New Year's. Miss me with the drunk drivers and staying out late. Lorena said, if I show up by myself, do not ask about my boyfriend. There's a reason I'm there alone. Richie said, don't show up at someone's house or host others only to keep your nose in your phone the whole time. At least pretend like you want to see these people. That's good.
That's good.
And then Michael said, do not wait till Christmas Eve to get one food item for your daughter. This is funny. Michael said, do not wait till Christmas Eve to get the one food item that your daughter wants for Christmas dinner. You will not succeed. LOL.
Oof.
That's funny. All right. Well, get on, Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans. Send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com with your Christmas to don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. We want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Thanks so much for your support of this podcast. To Adam Bush,
Alex Foos, and Sam Graham,
Avril Griffiths,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton,
Bonnie Galindo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Brian and Amy Nagel,
Carrie Teague,
Chris Finn,
Christopher and Bridget Finland,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Ibling,
Damaris Diaz Stevens,
Daniel Owens,
Dave and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Dustin Daly,
Jason and Francis White,
Jonathan Ribera,
Jordan Cowan,
Juliana Smith,
Christy Harrod,
Lori Amos,
Lauren and Nick Rachel,
Matt and Sam Slazdom,
Michelle Carlson,
Nick Cordell,
Naomi Walker,
Preston and Rachel Wilson,
Robert and Nellie Capin,
Scott Elliott,
Stephen Menya,
Yvette Williams,
Zachary and Tammy Moyle,
and Tiffany Payne.
Thanks, everybody.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.